Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tverkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Welcome to episode 109 of Absolutely Intercultural, which today is all about going abroad. Hello, my name is Laurent Bogman, and today I would like to introduce you to the Go Out campaign of the German Academic Exchange Service and the German Ministry of Education and Research. Both institutions have formed an alliance to increase the percentage of German students who spend some time abroad during their studies. The aims include studying abroad, doing an internship abroad, writing your bachelor or your master thesis abroad, or following language courses abroad. One of the aims is also to encourage students to look beyond Europe and spend some quality time in Asia, Latin America, or Africa in order to round off their studies in Germany. Please visit the page of the Go Out campaign at www.go-out.de. Please have a look at the profiles of the former outgoing students, such as Birgit and Siegfried, who studied in Israel and China. Today, I will invite you to listen to students from the University of Applied Sciences Koblenz who have already been abroad or are planning their stay, but also to professionals from the International Office who share their experiences with us and can perhaps whet your appetites for such a stay abroad. How should you prepare for your stay abroad? Why do German employers think that if you have spent some time abroad, you will be a better employee? Let us try to find out why your stay abroad will be a unique opportunity. In our first category, Absolutely Connected, I walked around the campus and asked students what they thought the main benefits of a stay abroad could be.
One point I would like to highlight here is networking. When you're abroad and you're singing in a choir or you're playing football with friends from the host university, you don't ever think about, oh, this will be useful for me sometime. You just have a good time. And now, a couple of years later, I realized that if I wanted to launch a project in England or in Russia, I would definitely have the right phone numbers to call to get some advice. It's just great.
In our second category, Absolutely Representative, Andreas explains how our students abroad fulfill their roles as ambassadors, both for Germany, but also for our university.
Students, when they go abroad, are not only seen as ambassadors of their home country, which they are, of course. So for a project partner in Asia, for example, they might well be the Germans.
Yeah.
But they'll also be seen as ambassadors of our university.
In our third category, Absolutely Organized, Carsten tells us what needs to be done if you apply for a scholarship to do a practical training in England.
And therefore, you have to write a letter of motivation, a curriculum vitae, and you have to do an English test, and that's what I am doing before my time there.
In our last category, Absolutely Shocking, Barbara from the International Office describes how on their first day of their first semester, the new Rhein-A campus students are already confronted with their choice to go abroad. And all that in English.
In fact, it's on the first day of their studies. They get information about their international possibilities and experience reports from other students all in English. And some of them are shocked. But many of them appreciate very much what happens.
But let us start with the interviews. A stay abroad during your studies is certainly a valuable extra for your career planning. Your experience abroad, whether study or internship, will help you develop and round off your personality, but will also provide impressions and insights which perhaps others will envy you later. Many job advertisements nowadays list the requirement experience abroad, even if the job itself does not seem to require international contact. In our first category, Absolutely Connected, I wanted to find out what students expect to get out of a stay abroad.
The best point of being abroad for me is the networking, the private networking. I think to meet friends, to find friends, to make friends in other countries, it's good for you that you can perhaps visit them in their own countries. If you meet some people in Australia from Finland, or you can go there and visit them. And if you go there as a guest and not as a tourist. Then you open different doors to get into this community, and that's a great thing of being abroad.
My advantage of going abroad is to become more self-confident or to become more independent, for example, dealing with agencies or do something administrative to live in the country.
I think that when you study abroad, you develop problem-solving skills because you're always going to face some problems or challenges that you need to fix. For example, problems with a visa, things like this. You're all on your own and your normal environment isn't there to help you.
I think it's really good to go abroad to show other cultures, other nations that not all the Germans are like these cliches you've heard about, so that most people think that the Germans are these beer-drinking, sausage-eating, monochronic people, and I think it's you can show them that you can get in another culture and to change your lifestyle you have.
I think study abroad is a good thing to have a look in a different country. Maybe it's a new home for you, or you want to stay there to apply there for a job because you are so comfortable with this culture and the nature. It would be a great chance to stay a long, long time there.
I think it's good to go abroad because you are on your own and you learn to be responsible for yourself. There I have one example. My boyfriend is in America at the moment, and on one day he wants to pay with his credit card and it doesn't work. And he has to think, where did I get money? Who can help me? When he were in Germany, he could ask his mom or his dad, but there he have a problem and he has to look how is it.
Studying abroad is the easiest way to go abroad during your whole life. At no time it will be more easy for you to get the visa. It will be more expensive and it will be more difficult to do it while you are working.
I would do an internship abroad. I would try to work in the job I already worked in Germany. And perhaps I can see how they work in this country or what they do other than we in Germany. Perhaps I can learn and they can learn there too.
For me, being abroad was a very great experience because I came to question myself, my own behavior. I was confronted with my way of reacting and acting to things. So, for example, last week I had a meeting and I could be very much more relaxed, for example, about the punctuality of the people.
If you study abroad, you have to deal with foreign challenges and you have to think for your own. You can't ask your mother, oh, mommy, what I have to do now? And I think it's a very good thing you get self-confidence.
As a person who's been abroad a couple of times, I would definitely recommend it to go abroad, either on an internship or a study abroad. I did a study abroad programs. One point I would like to highlight here is networking. When you're abroad and you're singing in a choir or you're playing football with friends from the host university, you don't ever think about, oh, this will be useful for me sometime. You just have a good time. And now, a couple of years later, I realized that if I wanted to launch a project in England or in Russia, I would definitely have the right phone numbers to call to get some advice. It's just great.
David is right. Before and during their stays abroad, students are often not really aware of what the real benefits of their experience will be. This will only show years later. And sometimes students unfortunately give up their plans because they cannot imagine where they should get the money from, whether they can survive with their basic English, or whether they should really leave their friends and family behind for several months. When you have these doubts, you should not give up, but ask for help from your university. In our category, Absolutely Representative, I spoke to Andreas Vollstich, who is responsible for the language program at Rhein A Campus of the University of Applied Sciences Koblenz. I asked him how many of his students do actually go out and what keeps those who decide against it from making that valuable experience. Is it always the extra costs that students may have to shoulder?
Well, I think it's about 25% of students of our university who actually go abroad. It is not only the financial issues that keep people back. A couple of students are worried about the increased cost of living if you go abroad, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. But we tell them that funding is available if people apply in time, and we also guide them through the application process, so they shouldn't worry about finance in the first place.
So how does that work? So the student needs some extra money for going abroad, and then they would apply to a scholarship organization to be funded?
For many study abroad or internship abroad projects, there are scholarship schemes, and our students are actually quite successful in terms of securing these grants.
What are the other hurdles? Why do students not decide to go abroad?
Well, what surprises me is that in many cases where students' level of English is actually quite high, students are actually worried about their English skills, especially as many of them will be interacting with non-native speakers of English during their internships. But students are worried about that, and I think they need to be reassured that people abroad will be very cooperative and will help them on their first steps, so that their good working knowledge of English will certainly suffice.
Any other hurdles that the students see and maybe you can help them with?
Of course, leaving friends and family behind is a major mm-hmm. issue. And I must say that I partly understand these concerns. Of course, you need to be quite confident and independent in terms of realizing such a step. But I guess that this is what employers are looking for when they see an internship abroad on student CV. Skype communication, email communication, all these things help to, you know, keep in touch with home, especially during the beginning of an internship. And later on, students will often find that they don't feel that need for continuous communication with home anymore, absolutely. At least not to the same extent.
Now, let's assume that the students have been reassured and they've taken the decision to go abroad. How does your university help them during these stages when they've already taken the decision?
We inform them about their options for financial support. We take them through the application process. We help them produce their English application documents, of course. And, of course, we run pre-departure orientation seminars. And these mainly serve to, you know, first of all, encourage them to make the best use of their stay abroad. We try to increase their sensitivity to different cultural environments they'll be exposed to. And of course, we try to remind them of their ambassador function.
What do you mean by that?
Actually, I feel that students, when they go abroad, are not only seen as ambassadors of their home country, which they are, of course. So for a project partner in Asia, for example, they might well be the Germans.
Yeah.
But they'll also be seen as ambassadors of our university. Many of our students have been excellent ambassadors abroad.
Now, when they return from their stay abroad, why do you think it is such an important thing for employers to see on the CV, I spend 6 months in Australia, I spend 6 months in Barcelona studying, etc.? Why do employers put such a lot of emphasis on this, even if the job doesn't look as if it was very international?
Well, by going abroad, students demonstrate not only a good command of the respective language. I think what is more important is that they show their problem-solving skills, their independence, their ability to adjust to a different environment, and maybe also their attitudes, their open-mindedness, their, you know, determination to take care of their own personal and professional development.
Right. Is that something that you would really notice when the students come back, or is that only something that we hope will happen in the background?
Well, I can really say from my experience, when I see students who've just come back after such an experience, they are really different persons. They are clearly more mature than before, and they've certainly widened their horizons by the time they come back.
So let us turn to our next step, the preparation for a stay abroad. Some time ago, I interviewed Carsten just before he went to Great Britain to do his practical training. He's from a little village near the university and put a lot of effort into preparing himself for his practical training abroad. And, as a consequence, managed to secure a scholarship for himself under the program called Erasmus Placements. One of Carsten's aims is to grow up through new personal experiences. In our category Absolutely Prepared, I asked him about his planned practical training in England.
I'm 21 years old and I'm studying social health service management in the third semester. I live in Vestum. It's about 10 kilometers from Remagen.
Now you have a big plan ahead of you. You're going to, is it London?
Yes, it's near London. It's Milton Keynes. It's about 40 kilometers from London away. And there I want to do my internship. I work at Team Prevent. It's a healthcare organization. And my football coach told me that he works at this organization. And so I asked him if he can ask for me for a personal discussion with his boss. And in this way, I get closer to this organization.
Can you tell us a little bit what the kind of work is, or don't you know yet?
I don't know exactly. The work has to do with preparation of workers. I will do a comparison between the English and German companies. It's one company with two different names. And so I have to say what are the positive things in England, what are the positive things in Germany, and so to improve the speed of progresses or something like that.
How did you organize yourself? What needed to be done before you start?
Yes, I have to look for a room to live there for my time in England. And you have to know it's very expensive in London. So you have to see how you can finance the time there. I tried to get a scholarship for my time in London from EU Placements. And therefore, you have to write a letter of motivation, a curriculum vitae, and you have to do an English test. And that's what I am doing before my time there.
Okay, so we are keeping our fingers crossed so that you will get the scholarship. That scholarship will give you some money, I understand. And do you also get money from the company where you work?
Yes, I earn 400 euros per month in my scholarship, in my internship there. And eventually I can get 350 euros through this EU placement internship. And that would be very nice for me because it's very expensive in London. Mm-hmm. And so I hope so that it will be the right way.
What do you expect to get out of this visit to Britain?
I hope that I can do personal experiences, that I've grown up because I live in a small village with 2,000 people. And I never was away from home more than 2 or 3 weeks. And I think it would be very different and sometimes difficult for me to live in a big metropolis like London. But I hope that I enjoy it and I'm happy to go there.
Now for students like Carsten, who are well organized and well prepared, their stays abroad are usually very enjoyable and they open new horizons. But how can students find out what exactly needs to be prepared before they take their decisions and hand in their applications? At every university in Germany, students will find help with these questions in the international office. In our last category, Absolutely Shocking, I asked Barbara Neukirchen, who works for the international office, how early she needs to get in contact with the students to prepare them strategically for their stay abroad.
In fact, it's on the first day of their studies. They get information about their international possibilities and experience reports from other students, all in English. And some of them are shocked, but many of them appreciate very much what happens.
Okay, now once they're shocked enough to come to your office and to get informed, to get some specific information, what do they need to do? What kinds of things do they need to prepare in advance?
Well, they should attend all language courses offered at university, intercultural courses too. And secondly, they should show some honorary employment at university or external. And they should certainly have something like practical experience.
So what do you do with them if they come to your office and they don't have these things?
Well, I tell them to have these things later on.
Right, so you're saying if they start early enough, then they still have the time to collect all these bits along the way?
We would recommend to start as early as possible because it looks better in their CV.
Right. Does it make a difference whether they go and study abroad or whether they go and do an internship or practical training abroad?
It makes a great difference because some of them who never have worked before will have difficulties to really start working in a foreign country. In this case, we could recommend to study abroad because it will be easier for them to speak a foreign language, to study and attend courses.
Right. How do you encourage the people who go out to make these social contacts? Are there any tricks? Do you give them any advice?
Some of them are playing football or soccer here in Germany or are working for a church or other organizations, and they could start and find friends and communities abroad in the same areas. That would be a good first step to get in contact with people.
Studying abroad could be quite expensive for students. Can you help them with scholarships? Can you help them with the financing of their stay?
In most cases, we can offer scholarships as regards studying abroad, but internships also. And we come back to good planning because as early as you start, you will be more effective in applying for a scholarship. And if you intend to study abroad, there are many possibilities, like going in the frame of Erasmus or being sponsored, let's say it like this, by DAAD, Deutscher Akademischer Austauschdienst. And if you intend to apply for a scholarship for internships abroad, we offer possibilities at Erasmus Placements and Invent.
Before students go abroad, they often think that the only benefit will be that they will learn the language better. Is that really the greatest benefit they get?
You would be surprised what you see, because people leave from university, and the last time I saw them, they were students. And then, half a year later, they come back and enter my office like adults.
It is very important for students to show to a future employer what they've done abroad and to document their stay abroad. Do you give your students any advice how they can document what they've been doing abroad?
It's very useful to have your own system to document what you have done. The more detailed you could document what you have done, the more you can show to your future employer. Let's say you should collect your proof of classes you attended at universities, or how did you prepare for certain meetings in your internship, etc., etc. That will impress your future employer.
Okay, you say to impress your future employer. What are the qualities that your students acquire during their time abroad that will be good for an application later on?
I would like to talk about some students who are outgoers at the moment. One of them is in Hong Kong, and she wrote just a few weeks ago, every day she will learn something new. She said, "My boss allows me to do things I could never do in Germany."
It is true that during their stay abroad, students are often allowed and encouraged to do things they would never do at a university or in a company at home. This is also one of the benefits, because it means that your stay abroad is a time to stop and reflect whether you're going in the right direction. It is time to learn and reconsider your priorities. But you should never forget to enjoy this time, because most students, when they look back, say this was the best time of their studies too. So take advantage of the opportunities, and if you need help or advice, you may want to check out the page of the Go Out Initiative at www.go-out.de. Well, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the show about going abroad, and will visit our blog at absolutely-intercultural.com. If you like our podcast, please vote for us in the European Podcast Competition. You will find the instructions on our blog. Our next show will be coming to you from Anne Fox in Denmark on the 28th of May. Until then, bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.